Morning, everyone. Today is the 10th day of Elul, corresponding to the 13th day, thank you, of September. Today's topic is the bracha to make over lightning and thunder. We found on page 488. Now, here's a very, and once again, we're going to encounter something which is going to be slightly ambiguous in the Gemara, and we're going to see how it plays out from a practical halachic perspective. Source number one. Says the Gemara, Al hazikin vel hazoot, al haramim vel haruchot, vel habrakim. So these are very odd words. Zikin is, what's a zikin? What? Yeah, right. So that can't be what's referred to here. These all need to be some type of natural phenomena that takes place. Right. That's what this is. So it's some type of tremors and some type of, like an earthquake of, right, exactly. So these we know for sure. These are ramim, is lightning. Thunder. And the ruchot are these heavy winds. Again, we're not clear exactly what that means. That a tornado, hurricane, right? And the brakim, barak, that's lightning. And all these things, they make the bracha shekocho gvuratom lolam, that God's strength and gvura and power fills the entire world. However, on harim, on mountains, on gvaot, on these things, valleys, and yamim, lakes, naharot, rivers, midbarot, our desert, medabracha, osa, my separation. Okay. So we're going to come back to that a little bit later. What to do about a lake or a river? We're going to say it's not so simple. That we make it on everything. What was that?
Because like the same, Israel barely has any water, so like here it's not special.
Right. So the question is, what
does it mean, like the ocean or something like that?
Yeah. Okay. One at a time. That's today's topic. We'll get to the other ones. They're coming up. Don't worry. So the question is going to be, and this is so you're going to see what zikim are. So we said zikim were like some type of noise. So. The Chazal saw, and this is what's odd, I'm not quite sure where they made this connection, but they're going to see that some of these things are some type of astrological phenomena that take place, like a shooting star or a comet, right? That's what these things seem to be implying, right? They're not like, angels or anything like that. They're all natural things that happen in the sky of some sort. So that's what source number two seems to imply. Al azikim is kimin kochav hayored kechetz baruch hashemayim. Sort of a star that comes down like an arrow across the sky. So I think that's a shooting star or a comet of some sort. I'm not 100% sure which one it is. Right? V'nim shach oro keshevet, and you can see it's light like a staff. Here's the Ridat Adama is the earthquake. And Brakim and Ramim, Oshuchot Nishtavu Bezaf, Akolachad, you say, Osema Sebreshit. And if you want, in your Tzayomar, you can say, Shechogvot Tomalolam. So what's going on here? I don't understand. Is Osema Reshi? Is it Kochogvot Tomalolam? The Gemara doesn't even mention Osema Sebreshit on thunder lightning. It only mentions Shechogvot Tomalolam. What's going on here? So there's a lot of ambiguity when it comes to which bracha we say on what. That's why what I want to show you is a very interesting way how the halacha manifests itself. We're going to see practical ramifications in a minute. Source number three. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ha'olam nohagim levarech al brakim. This is the standard custom. When it comes to lightning, osa me'asai brashit. Ramim, thunder, shekocho gvurato maleolam. That appears to be the standard. Clearly, I think, the thunder demonstrates God's power a lot more than lightning. However, really, you should say both brachot on everything. Here we go. This is what the issue is. Sometimes in a storm, you'll get your back-to-back. You get your lightning and then your thunder, right? Lightning's always first, right? Because light travels faster than sound, right? So you'll hear lightning before you're going to hear thunder. Sorry, you don't hear lightning. You're going to see lightning before you hear the thunder. Thank you. In that case, you make only one bracha. The hainu oisem asab reshid al shnehem. V'im beirech shekochog v'otoma lo'olam gam ken yotzei. So he says here, any bracha that you make over those two entities are yotzei. What about if they're not back to back? Then you first say lightning because you see lightning first. You wait, and then in whatever 20 seconds, 30 seconds, a minute, then you make your bracha over thunder. And what about if you flipped it around, meaning you heard the thunder first, which I guess could happen, maybe you just didn't see the lightning, then you say, then later on you can also say, however, if both of them come at the same time and you say one bracha, it would actually cover both of them, and the first bracha that you make would cover both. You shouldn't actually recite two brachot over two, over both of them. One bracha for each entity. Now, here's a question. Sometimes we have storms, and these storms could be prolonged. So it begins, the sky is cloudy, it rains. 2-3 hours later, there's a storm. 2-3 hours later, it's still cloudy, but there's no thunder and lightning. And what happens a couple hours later? The thunder and lightning returns. So you have two episodes of thunder and lightning. Is that considered two different storms? In which case, you could recite two different brachot. It could have been a difference of an hour, or 2 hours, or 4 hours. Or is that considered one elongated storm? So, meaning, what is the bracha going on?
Who says it's only one per storm?
Okay. So let's use an example. When is this bracha de Torah? I make a bracha de Torah in the morning, let's say before davening. That lasts all day. Doesn't matter if I have math class, or if I go to the washroom, or if I eat lunch. One bracha de Torah lasts the whole day. So it's almost sukkahs, right? Leishah b'sukkah, right? So what about when it comes to thunder and lightning? Is that shekachog v'ra tomad olam? You're going to tell me it's on that little thing of thunder? It's on God's, right?
There's different types of brachas, aren't they?
So be careful. When it comes to bracha de nehenin, so I make a mezonot now, and we know there's a concept called hefsek. Once I'm finished eating, I say, I'm done eating. If all of a sudden I say I'm done eating, pass to the bencher, and some guy shows up with a beautiful, fresh piece of cake, I make another bracha. We know that. That's clear, right? Bracha de nehenin is clear. If it's a bracha that has to do with benefit and food, I'm done eating, done. So that's my question. The question is going to be, what about when it comes to, there's brachot of shevach voda, when it comes to...
What are you saying? Are you saying it on the storm? But you're obviously not saying it on the storm, you're saying it on each individual thing, because otherwise I wouldn't say that.
I mean, you would agree that if there was seven things of lightning, or seven things of thunder, bang, 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 the only one brachot, you don't sit right. It's not on each thunderous blast, on each light in the sky.
That's logical, but where does it say that?
Is it like each blast of thunder and each...
The wording doesn't necessarily imply that. It doesn't not imply that, but it's meaning like...
So first of all, it's interesting, it's in plural. Ala ramim. Is there singular ra'am? Yeah. There's singular ra'am.
It doesn't mean anything. It
could just be... I mean, on thunder... What's the plural of thunder?
In general.
Thunder.
Thunders? There's no plural, right? You don't say thunders.
No, there's no plural of thunder.
Lightning. Lightnings. Did you say that? Did you say that?
No.
Right? It's the same. Lightning. There's a lot of lightning, right? So, interesting. In the English language, also, the singular is the plural. On multiple. Right? Interesting phenomenon. I just realized right now.
There's no word ra'am.
There is. Ra'am. I think there is. No, I think there is. There is it. But the Gemara is saying, al ra'amim. On thunder plural, you make only one bracha.
Just using it as a plural. That doesn't necessarily mean one after the other.
Right, that's true. You're right. That is true, actually. No, you're right. So, anyways, it's interesting. I'll tell you why, because look at four. Seder Shulchan Aruch, Kol zman shelo nitpazru ha'avim, niftar b'bercha achat. As long as the sun doesn't come out. So you will have sometimes, in a storm, you'll have clouds, thunder or lightning, that will stop, but the clouds will remain and rain can continue, and then a few hours later, you could still have thunder or lightning.
By the way, very interesting.
What about days? Okay, good. We'll talk about that in a second. What about different days? What about, and you have that, we haven't had it in a while, but sometimes you get 3 days of just clouds. That could maybe the beginning, day one and day three will have lightning and thunder, but it's one continuous, super long storm that just sits over the city. There's no wind to get rid of it, so it just sits there and sits there and sits there.
If there is
So let's see what happens. So he says here, the sky has to clear. So the Mishnah Berurah, just to save time, I will tell you, the sun has to come out. So if it's cloudy, thunder and lightning, sun comes out, storm returns, then you make another bracha. But if the sun doesn't come out, if it's just cloudy, then it's just the same storm, one bracha. So, interesting, where do you get that from? So I think this idea of hefsek bracha, right? What is the hef, when it comes to eating, my hefsek is I'm full, I'm leaving the table, I'm leaving that, right? That's a sun, my meal's over, right? So what's a hefsek bracha when it comes to the storm? Is that, I guess, each storm demonstrates God's shekachog v'ratom ala olam, osem asem v'rishit, right? And by having that storm dissipate, what's the definition of a storm dissipating? The sun comes out. Interesting definition. Anyways, that's what he goes on to say. However, he says it's still cloudy. That being said, if you take a look at the second line in 49, he seems to imply that Yerushalmi davka b'to yom. Avo b'yom acher, b'cho gav v'na tzvich l'zor v'arech. But if it's the next day, even if it's been cloudy, right? So we have a storm that starts today and it continues into tomorrow. It's the next day that you recite a new bracha. And what's the definition of a new day? So when Alot HaShachar, or Netzachama, right? So if there's a storm today that really sits with us for a long time, and tomorrow morning the storm is continuing, it never really cleared up, it's a new day, you make a new bracha. That appears to be the halacha. So again, if the storm dissipates, the Pisuke Tshuva, and in number 7, I try to incorporate kind of what he says into my explanation. So I think I covered everything that he says. One thing that he points out to be careful of is you don't wait. You hear it, you have to say it right away. Waiting is a big problem. You have to hear it and say it right away. If you wait too long, it could be that you just said a bracha. It could be a bracha levatala, even though it might have had an effect on you and it lingers. To say a bracha a minute later could be a problem. And then he also says, don't wait. You see lightning, say the bracha right away. Don't. Because by waiting, it could be, like I said, it could be problematic. I'm pretty sure.
If you have it in mind, like what happens if you hear it and then you want to go get a siddur or something like that?
Yeah, okay, so okay, if you're getting a siddur to read, that's okay. That's never hefsek, right? So even davening, getting a siddur is not good. But if you like.
It still can take a couple minutes to get a siddur.
Yeah, so I guess if you're in the process of trying to say the bracha,
maybe. Yeah, but you can get up in the middle of your shmoneh esrei to go get a
siddur. Right, exactly. In the middle of your shmoneh esrei, you get a siddur. It's not going to have hefsek. Right. So that would be okay. But if, let's say, you're. Your lightning and thunder, you want to tell your friends that there's a storm, or you want to check the score, whatever it may be, and oh yeah, by the way, I think I heard lightning 2 minutes ago. That's, he says that's a problem. And when his purpose of the hefsek, that the storm, the next day is a new bracha, he holds by bracha de Torah, it's the same way. There's a bracha de Torah every day resets itself, so too by the storm. This exact definition of a time delay is worthwhile discussing because it doesn't just apply to lightning and thunder. Other lachos, we'll see that in more detail, though, however, God willing, on Thursday. Shkoach, everybody.